You are listening to KDUCK's Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUCK's Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I want to continue my analysis of what's going on in terms of the results of the election by focusing a little bit on statements by Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, as well as the President of the United States, Barack Obama. And that concerns warnings that have been given to the President by McConnell that to unilaterally go ahead with unilateral granting of by executive order of legal status for illegal aliens that are in the United States. That is a warning that the President should listen to, but I don't think he's going to. He obviously says he hears the American people, but he doesn't listen to what they're saying, nor for that matter does he learn from what they're saying. And the reason I say this, over many, many years there have been polls of the American people on their views on immigration, both legal immigration as well as illegal immigration. And poll after poll after poll have shown two things. One, the American people favor legal immigration. As far as they are concerned, the American people are concerned, they believe we're a nation of immigrants. We should encourage immigration. And although there's a debate as to how many people every year should be allowed to immigrate into the country, the overwhelming majority of American people are for legal immigration. Now, most of them are not aware that today over a million people, and this has been going on for several years now, come to the United States legally. I say that because you ask people how many people, if you first ask them, are you for legal immigration, and they say yes, and then ask them, well, how many a year would we allow in? Most won't say a million. They'll say 100,000, 200,000, 300, 400, 500. Very few say a million or above. Now, I emphasize that because if the American people truly knew that it was a million, they would want some changes in that. And our lawmakers, and that's the House of Representatives and the Senators, they are entertaining and have entertained bills that would increase it from a million, not down to several hundred thousand or even half a million, entertaining bills and writing bills that would increase it to 2 million, and after a period of years, up to 3 million. Most people simply aren't aware of that. But the conclusion is indisputable. The American people favor legal immigration. As do I. And just so you're clear where I stand, I would peg the amount of people that can come into the United States legally each year to the rate of unemployment. If the rate of unemployment measured by the U3 measure is 6% or above, the maximum, as far as I'm concerned, should be 250,000. Now, many people would object to the 250,000 number. It's very, very generous because for many, many years, decades, it was under 200,000. So 250,000 is the maximum I would allow in where you're running high unemployment rates, which we have been running for over 7 years. Over 7 years. Now, if the unemployment rate actually got down to a full employment level of near full employment level of 3%, I favor a maximum of 500,000. And believe me, there are people that complain about that 500,000 number. I don't consider myself extreme in this at all. There are many people that recommend we need to shut legal immigration down until we get a handle on what's happening to this country in terms of the impact of legal immigrants. So there's a wide range of opinion amongst the American people as to how many should be admitted each year. There's also differences as to where they come from. But the conclusion is Americans favor legal immigration. I'm not really going to focus in on that. But I wanted to state up front, that's where the Americans are at in terms of legal immigration. Now, what about illegal immigration? There, this might surprise some of you, the overwhelming majority of American people do not, absolutely do not favor legal immigration. And we're talking, the typical numbers are two-thirds to three-fourths, in some polls as high as 80%, do not favor illegal immigration at all. They want the laws of the land, namely the immigration laws of the land, enforced. And the laws of the land in terms of immigration law is, if you come here illegally, you do not present your papers for inspection at an appropriate inspection point or port of entry, you are and should be deported. That is simply not happening. Or it's happening only along the borders. It's not happening in the interior of the country. So there's poll after poll, that's the conclusion is the American people do not favor illegal aliens. They're against it. They want it stopped. They want the law enforced. And if you don't believe me, go Google and look at a bunch of polls. I've done it in the past. You can do it. But that is the sense of the American people. We favor legal immigration. We do not favor at all, we disapprove of illegal immigration, and we want the laws enforced. And that means removal from their place of work or residence and deported to their country of origin. That's the law, and all the American people want is the enforcement of the law, not only by the Border Patrol along the borders, which to a limited extent is being done, but also, more importantly, the enforcement and the deportation of illegal aliens once they are in so-called sanctuary cities such as Dallas, Houston, New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. There are literally hundreds of so-called sanctuary cities that encourage illegal aliens to come to their city. And they've instructed their police not to ask whether or not they are from another country. You see, the American people believe in the rule of law, not the rule of men, not the rule of men, not the rule of cases, no, the rule of law. And the law is unambiguous here. If you break immigration laws, you are subject to deportation. You have no right to live here, you have no right to work here. And if you break our laws, you should be deported. And that is my position. And that agrees with the vast majority of the American people. And my surprise, Democrats, this, when you look at the breakout of the numbers, or so-called internals of these polls, it's across political parties, it's across political philosophies. In other words, it's Democrats, Republicans, liberals, progressives, libertarians, classical liberals, even socialists. Now, there's some libertarians, I happen to be a classical liberal or a libertarian, that do favor open borders. In other words, they make no distinction between legal and illegal immigration. Now, I've said in past shows, and I'll say again, in this position, a number of famous economists, including Milton Friedman, have held that why, in theory, a libertarian should be in favor of the free movement of not only goods and services, but people. In practice, you can't be in favor of just the free movement of people or so-called open borders. And the reason is very simple, especially in the United States, but also in European countries, the so-called developed countries. And the reason is this. These countries have a well-developed system of welfare, so-called entitlement programs as well as welfare programs. And that is an attraction, especially if you're from a country that is very poor and undeveloped. If you can get to the United States, cross the U.S.-Mexican border, make it to a city such as Dallas, you can get your children educated, you can go to the hospital emergency rooms and get treated, and you can get welfare benefits, including food stamps. Now, some will say, well, that's against the law. That hasn't stopped anybody from getting it. I'm reality-based. People are doing that. In other words, they're attracted to this country not only for the opportunities to work and get a job, but also the opportunities to get their children educated, get terrific medical care at no cost to them, because the hospitals, And I have a friend that's a nurse, and he told me something that didn't surprise me when I thought about it, that why, if I went to the hospital emergency room, let's say I had no health insurance, they treated me, they're going to give me a bill. And you better believe they're going to sick the collection agencies on me to pay that bill, because it costs them money, and they're going to give it to a collection agency to try to collect something, if not the whole bill. However, for illegal aliens, they don't even make the attempt. They write it off. There's no point giving it to a collection agency to try to even collect a dime, because they're not going to. The experience is it's a waste of time and money. Now, I'm painting this picture so you understand where the American people are coming from. The American people are paying for the illegal aliens that are entering this country and breaking all laws. But they're really paying for it in terms of jobs. We have a little less under official government statistics, well, it's a little over 9 million people unemployed. In addition, we have a number of several million discouraged workers that have given up looking for a job. I would say that's at least 10 to 15 million. And we have, besides that, we have underemployed people that all they can find is a part-time work, mainly because of the impact of Obamacare, which encourages employers not to hire full-time people, but only part-time people. So there's a direct impact of Obamacare on the job situation to begin with. And when you add 30 to 50 million illegal aliens being in the country, now some of them are children, I understand that, then they're not working. But there's at least 20 to 30 million that are working in this country. In other words, much of the unemployment situation today in America, not all of it, but much of it, could be cured by the simple enforcement of our existing laws. In other words, the deportation of the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are here. Note, I didn't say 11 or 12 or 13 million. That number is the big lie put out by the government and certain foundations, the Pew Hispanic Research Center, for example. And that's the party line, so you're not getting... Now, I would say, even if it's just 11 to 13 million, that's one too many. But the reason they do that is so you don't panic. The American worker doesn't panic, and the American people don't panic. The reality is they're somewhere between 30 and 50 million. And that's not my number. That's based on evidence. Go to the Border Patrol and ask them, for every person they actually detain, they catch at the border trying to break into this country, how many get away? And they will tell you, for every one that we actually detain or arrest, we estimate that somewhere between 3 and 5 get away, and that is a very conservative number. Many times it's a lot more. And yes, out of every 3 to 5, maybe one will go back to their country of origin, primarily Mexico and Central America, after a period of time. But at least 3 to 4 stay here permanently. Now, before Obama became president, every year, roughly a million or more, sometimes the number bounces around, but the Border Patrol was routinely detaining about 1 million people, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but that was more or less your average number. So what we're talking about is an additional 3 to 5 million actually getting into the country, of which 1 million would go home after working here, and 3 to 4 million per year would stay here. This has been going on for 15 years. That's why I say, based on what the U.S. Border Patrol, the supervisors that see this every day, will tell you, the numbers are phenomenal. We have not been controlling our borders. In other words, not only is government spending out of control, our borders are totally uncontrolled. It's not that we don't detain people and return them, but they keep breaking back in. We have multiple cases, millions of cases, where people, yeah, we capture them at the border, we send them back, and a couple of days later, a week later, a month later, even a year later, they're detained again. It's a revolving door. And as long as we have the attraction of first employment, second educational and health benefits, you're encouraging people to come to the United States. And they're coming in the millions. And because we've had this policy now, really going back more than 20 years, today the estimates are we have somewhere between 30 and 50 million illegal aliens in this country. No one really knows the exact number, but the government isn't talking, and Congress is not talking. Because if they really came out with a realistic estimate, a range of how many are here, it wouldn't be 11, 12, or 13 million. It's many, many more. And once the American people wake up to that fact, then you're going to get a lot of motivated American workers being real upset with the powers that be in Congress, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're in the House, the Senate, or the President of the United States. Because they're going to demand, and rightfully demand, what are you doing to protect American citizens and protect the jobs of American citizens that were born here, raised here, educated here? And I'm not talking about illegals that come here, have a baby, so-called anchor babies, and think their baby's entitled to citizenship. No, they're not. That's a misinterpretation of an amendment to the Constitution, that if you're born here, you're automatically a citizen. No, we're one of the few countries in the world that has this mad policy. That should be stopped. No more anchor babies. None whatsoever. But that's a side issue. What you need to understand, first of all, is just the magnitude of the numbers of illegal aliens that are here. And neither the Republican Party, the leadership, nor the President of the United States are going to go there. They're not going to discuss this. Because they know once the American people find out about this, they will be outraged. They will be marching. They will be demanding action. They will be demanding a stop to this. In other words, illegal immigration is what the politicians called a wedge issue. Now, the Democrats want and favor citizenship, a pathway to citizenship, as well as legal status initially, for all the illegal aliens that are here. There's no secret as to why they want that. They look at every illegal alien that's in this country that really should be deported as a potential Democratic voter. And the first step to get them to be an actual citizen that can vote is to grant them legal status, either an employment authorization document, which is a card, or permanent legal resident. Now, I've in earlier shows, I pointed out that the federal government sent out a request for proposal. And this is from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That's part of the Department of Homeland Security. They've requested a proposal for 34 million cards, both EAD cards, in other words, employment authorization document, abbreviated EAD, or a permanent legal resident. The latter is called a green card. The former is called a work permit, the more common usage. Now, the point you need to understand about these cards, if a person has that in their possession, they can legally reside in the United States and work in the United States. Both of these cards have a period that it's good for. Now, I'm giving you this background for a reason. The President of the United States, within the next 60 days, will most likely grant or provide millions of people with either one or both of these types of cards. In other words, he's trying to give illegal aliens the right to live and work here. There's a problem with that. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. He does not have the authority to do it. He will make a case that he does, saying that he's on solid legal ground. The problem is he's making law. He's not on solid legal ground. He's on very shaky constitutional ground. Because it's up to Congress to make the laws, not the President of the United States. The President of the United States is not a dictator, something that President Obama thinks he is. He thinks he can write law. I guess that's what they teach at Harvard, but not in other law schools. He can't. He's a so-called constitutional lawyer. What he really is, he would like to burn the Constitution, because this is just one of many instances, flagrant violations of it. Now, I'm bringing this up for a reason. I'm leading up to something. Should he do this, and I think he will, and I think it'll be probably just before Christmas, probably the last Wednesday or Thursday before Congress goes on recess. I haven't looked at the calendar, and I maybe should do that. I'm not sure when the 25th of December is. But about a week before, probably the 18th, 19th, 20th, thereabouts, he's going to make an announcement. And illegal aliens will start to get these cards. And he's more or less dared Congress to stop him. Now, why is he doing it? Do you really think he cares about illegal aliens? I don't think he cares one whit about illegal aliens. What he cares about is one-party rule and keeping his party, the Democratic Party, in power. And he sees these illegal aliens as a way to guarantee in 5, 10, 15 years, however long it takes, that we only have one party in the United States, because we're going to make these 30 to 50 million plus illegal alien citizens, and most of them, namely at least 2/3 to 3/4, will become Democratic voters. And once that happens, we will have open borders. In other words, he's engaging in illegal criminal activity to undermine this country's sovereignty and really hurt the American people, the people that were born and raised and educated here, American citizens. Because these 30 to 50 million that are already here are just the start. Now, who's supporting this? Obviously, the Democrats want this to happen. They keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Now, when they were in power, when we had President Obama was first elected, the Democrats, and I need to remind you this, controlled the House and the Senate, both houses. They could have passed a law. If they wanted this, they could have passed a law authorizing this. Why didn't they do it? One, actually two reasons. One, they didn't have the votes, mainly from their own party, because they knew that their own constituents would rise up. They would lose, just like they lost Tuesday, and get thrown out of office. They're not fools. So they want to take a more devious path, a path to citizenship, but a winding path to confuse the American people as to what's going on. And they're persistent. You got to give them that. They're persistent. They're focused on this goal because they see this as a guaranteed way to dominate. In other words, control both the House and the Senate and the presidency for decades. Because ultimately, if they're successful, out of the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are here, they guess they'll get it somewhere between 20 and 30 million minimal as additional voters. And if they had those as voters, even if less than half show up, they, for all practical purposes, would win virtually every election. In other words, if the Republican Party were to go along with this, and if the American people would let Congress let the president get away with that, it would hurt the American people. How all of these people today are competing with you and me for jobs. Now, admittedly, most of those jobs are entry-low skilled. Not all of them, but most of them. Doesn't require a high school diploma, or for that matter, a college degree, to be a janitor or a stock clerk or a gardener, or to make beds, or to be a busboy or cook. You see, those are the jobs that at one time, and really even still today, all Americans had. Many were the first, second, or third jobs that Americans had, including me. I once was a janitor. I once was a stock clerk. I once were an inventory clerk. And the reason was simple. I had very limited skills. Yes, I had a high school diploma and eventually a college degree, but when I was graduated from high school or going to college, my first jobs were these low-skilled entry jobs. And it was easy, it was not as hard as it today, but they were available because we didn't have 30 to 50 million illegal aliens already here. And it's really been in the last 15 to 20 years, more or less, that we've had an invasion into the United States of illegal aliens. And I need to remind you, in the Constitution, it is the responsibility of the federal government to protect the states from invasions, and this is very much an invasion. Yes, it's taken many years. Undeniably, it didn't happen overnight, and it also happened in both Democratic and Republican administrations. Both parties are guilty of this. And both parties, establishment, what I call the political elitist establishment, has been pushing for this. Now, for the Democratic Party, it's understandable. They view these illegal aliens as undocumented Democrats that ultimately will vote for Democratic candidates. And once they have successfully accomplished this, they think they're going to be in power forever. And I think they're right. if the American people let them get away with it. And that's the key point. I don't think the American people are going to let the political elitist establishment, either Democrats or Republicans, get away with it. This is definitely a wedge issue. This is a hot issue. This is a hot potato. And they know if they don't handle it right, they will be thrown out of office, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican. Now, unfortunately, we have a leadership in the Republican Party when it comes to immigration, especially illegal immigration, is what I would call squishy. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. You can't get a straight answer. And you really got to look as to what's happening. Now, we still deport people, but most of those deportations are people that are captured at the U.S.-Mexican border. Not entirely, but vast majority. And then are returned within a day or two. So-called returnees. The problem is this. The federal government is not enforcing immigration law in the internal areas of the United States. In other words, once you're about 100 miles away from the U.S.-Mexican border and you get to a city such as Dallas or any other city and you're working here illegally, living and working here illegally, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency is not going to deport you. They're just not going to do it. And the illegal aliens know that. Their chances of being deported are slim and none. That's what's happening. Undeniably happening. So while they might claim that deportations are up, what's really happening, they're counting people that were captured at the border, detained, apprehended, and then immediately turned around, put on a bus, and deported back into Mexico. Now, what the Republican establishment, the rhinos, the moderates, some are even conservatives, sad to say. They know what the Democrats are doing, but they also, their head has been turned by large campaign contributions from employers, mainly businesses, and their associations demanding that both legal immigration numbers be increased, as well as providing legal status for illegal aliens to work here. In other words, they've been pressured and bought and paid for by money, campaign contributions. And see, that is the box that both Mitch McConnell, the upcoming Senate Majority Leader, and I think that's more or less going to happen, as well as John Boehner, that's the box they're in. They want to finesse this question. They want to do it by bits and pieces. But ultimately, their goal is, for all practical purposes, identical to what the Democrats want, but they have to do it subtly, in a stealthy way, so the American people don't find out what they're really about. It's sort of underhanded. And that's why Mitch McConnell, as well as John Boehner, have warned the president not to try to do what he's threatened to do, namely give hand out these cards, these permanent residence cards, as well as the employment authorization documents. They're cards, just like a driver's license. Now, why do you think they would warn him? Well, there's a reason. There is a deep division within Congress, both in the House and the Senate. There are both conservatives and libertarians. The problem is they're small in number. Probably in the House, you probably have maybe 50 to 60 at most. In the Senate, you probably have 10 to 15 at most. That truly want immigration law enforced. In other words, they're listening to the American people. And many of them run on that they want our immigration law enforced. Unfortunately, they're a minority. The establishment and the leadership, as well as the other politicians that have been bought and paid for with campaign contributions, want to finesse this, want to divide it up into pieces of bills, and slowly but surely, over a longer period of time, arrive at the same place that the Democratic Party wants to do in a much shorter period of time. In other words, they want to do two basic things. They want to increase the number of people that can come to the country legally, and that's important because I think most of the American people, if they truly knew how many people came here every year legally, namely over a million, would want that number cut at least in half. But there are two tracks to this. One is the legal piece, and more attention is being put on that. They think they can finesse that by authorizing more and more, and they can. If they can get it up to 3 million, let's say in 3 years, Then over a period of 10 to 20 years, you can make all the illegal aliens that are here legal. That's the game they're playing. And that's the game they're being pressured to play by special interests that truly the only reason they're in this and giving campaign contributions to both congressmen and senators is because they want cheap labor. They want obedient, compliant, and cheap labor. That's what we're talking about. They don't give a damn about the American worker or the American people. They're in it to increase their profits by getting cheap labor. They don't want to have to pay higher wages as well as benefits for Americans to get them to work at various jobs. They simply don't want it. They want people that they can control, and that means illegal aliens, that'll work for a lot less than Americans typically would work for, and with little or no benefits. In other words, it's cheap labor. And that's why it's increasingly more difficult for American peoples to find, the American people, workers, to find permanent jobs. You're now competing with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, and that number will increase over time. Not 10 or 11, not 8, 9, 10, or 11, 30 to 50 million. I don't know what the best estimate is, but I'll tell you this, it's not 11 and 12 million. Not if you're truly enforcing the law, you would be deporting over a million with the knowledge that for every million that you detain, 3 to 5 million are escaping into the interior of the United States. In other words, to the various cities and towns across this country. Now, what you need to understand, and it's important to make this point, there's really about 10 to 12 states where the majority of illegal aliens are. I happen to be sitting in one, Texas. Texas, California, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Illinois, Washington, Georgia, North Carolina, just to name a few. There are some states that there, it's not that there are no illegal aliens, but they're few and far between. It's primarily concentrated in about a dozen states, 10 to 12 states, and in the major cities of those states. So for those states, such as Texas, California, and others that and the businesses that rely on cheap and compliant labor, this is a big issue. And you have to watch the politicians of both parties as what their position is. If you're a Democrat, you're basically for open borders and illegal aliens having legal status and eventually a pathway to citizenship. The problem is, poll after poll, if you ask the American people, they are totally against this. They understand this means it's difficult for their own children or grandchildren as well as themselves to find jobs and to start a career, starting at the bottom with entry-level jobs and working their way up. And they know if this is not stopped, what initially starts as really low-paid manual labor increasingly becomes more jobs that require more skill sets. It's not just janitors, gardeners, maids, cooks, busboy, waiters. It's not. It spreads into other industries. You know, one is meatpacking. One time, that was a good-paid job. And predominantly Americans did it. It was a hard job, but it was good paying. Now it's predominantly illegal aliens. Now they have fraudulent documents. You see, when they break into the country, the illegal aliens commit three crimes right off the bat. One, they break into the country. They don't present their papers for inspection that they're legally required to do, and that is a misdemeanor. Then they know they want to work, so they contact people that can provide them fraudulent documents. That is a crime, a felony. And then they go work here based on those documents. And as a result, they're committing a third crime. They don't have a legal status to work here, but they're working here. I see it every day on this campus, but across Dallas as well. And if you ask them, can I see your permanent residence? Oh, they'll whip it out. But when you look closely, it's very, very clear it's a phony document. The same thing with Social Security cards. And what the president is threatening to do in December is give them a big Christmas present. Give millions of them legitimate employment authorization documents as well as permanent residency documents. And this is just the first step. He will do as many as he thinks he can get away with. That's what's in the works, folks. The president might hear the American people, but he doesn't listen and he doesn't learn. And frankly, he doesn't care. He's going to do what he's going to do, no matter what the Constitution says, no matter what the law says. This is tyranny, folks. This is the act of a dictator. And this is just one of many. But should he do this, there's a big problem. And John Boehner's right. The president would be playing with fire. Why? What both the establishment of both parties seem to have forgotten. I haven't forgotten it. Most politicians are not leaders. They're not leaders. They're followers. Now, what do I mean by that? No politician wants to get ahead of the American people. Because if he does that, he might find that the American people aren't following him. And not only not following him, resent what they're doing. So largely, the people that we have in the House of Representatives and the Senate, as well as our president, try, if they're intelligent and wise, to follow the will of the American people. They don't want to get ahead of public opinion. They'll try to ignore public opinion, but they don't want to get ahead of it. They're followers. And what John Boehner is saying to the president, if you do what you're threatening to do, and I think he's going to do it, I really do. I was having some doubts, but after listening to his press conference yesterday, he didn't get the message. And unfortunately, a lot of the Republicans in the establishment didn't get the message. They're not listening to the American people. The number one issue in this last election was jobs. And one of the reasons you have so many Americans being unemployed or underemployed is the massive influx over the last 15 to 20 years of illegal aliens. Now, that's not the only reason. Obamacare is another reason. The American people want the repeal, the total, complete repeal of Obamacare, and they want the enforcement of immigration laws. What they're asking for is full-time, permanent, good-paying jobs with benefits. That's what they're demanding, and what they're seeing their representatives and senators and presidents doing is saying, the hell with you. We're going to do what we think is best. Shut up and do what we say, not as we do. That arrogance will lead to defeat, will lead to them being thrown out of their job, whether it's a senator and representatives, and there are a lot of Democrats today that won't be in office come January. And as far as I'm concerned, good riddance, go to the private sector, go find a job. I don't want you as my representative. Now, if the president does what I think he's going to do, there will be a tremendous outcry. There will be pushback. There will be marches. And once that happens, why today, the number of representatives and senators that truly want immigration law enforced, the numbers will grow, and they will grow rapidly. Because what will happen? You will have phone calls, emails, marches, protesting the actions of this president. See, the president is really trying to push Congress into impeaching him. That's why he's trying to do it. Because he has a twofold strategy. One, obviously, is to get illegal aliens voting. They're already voting as illegal aliens. A lot of people will say, well, they got to first be citizens. Yes, by law, they have to be citizens. That doesn't mean they're not voting. But once they have that legal status to work here, that will embolden them to try to vote. You're going to have massive voter fraud. But that's just the first step. The ultimate goal of the Democratic Party is turn these people into registered Democratic voters and do that by hook or by crook. And the American people see this as a direct threat to their employment opportunities, namely jobs. They're not going to stand for it. They're going to be marching in the street. There might even be civil unrest because more and more people are going to get engaged. They're going to get smart on this issue. They're going to wake up and they know they're being had. They're being played. They're being manipulated and lied to. They already don't trust President Obama. You see, what President Obama doesn't understand is when you are an habitual liar, which he is, eventually people wake up to the fact that you can't trust you. And once they determine that you're not trustworthy, in other words, you lack integrity, you lack character, you're a liar, they don't want anything to do with you. They turn you off. They don't even want to listen to you. They can't stand listening to you because some of it is truthful, but many things you say are simply lies or distortions or misleading people. So they turn you off, and they're never going to listen again, and they're never going to trust you again, and they're never going to vote for you again. Now, admittedly, you're not going to run for office, but you ran as a Democrat, and they're going to attach that to also other Democrats. That's why you're seeing more and more people leaving both political parties. It is out of complete disgust of the political elitist establishment in Washington of both political parties. And while they have this grand strategy that they're trying to pull off, they're forcing more and more people to leave. Many of them that were long-term Republicans and Democrats, concluding that neither political party has the interest of the American people at heart. So the Republicans are going to have to make a choice, especially those so-called establishment, progressive, liberal Republicans, and even the conservatives that talk out of both sides of their mouths. They're going to have to make a choice, because there's really only one, some would say two remedies to this. If the president does what he's promising to do, Congress cannot let this stand. The American people will be demanding action. And what is their recourse? It's not suing him in a court. That's a joke, Mr. Boehner. Nice try, but a joke. Because the law firms will tell you, you don't have a case. No court's going to take it. Because you know what the court is going to say? If you don't like what the president's doing and you think it's illegal or unconstitutional, you have a remedy in the Constitution, and that is impeachment or cut off the funds. And cutting off the funds is really a half measure here. They're going to be handing out these cards to illegal aliens. And the American people are going to be incensed and outraged and demanding action. And the action they're going to be demanding is impeachment. You see, the mistake Obama's making, as well as Congress is making, he thinks he can get away with it. He wants Congress to impeach him, because he believes that he'll never be able to convict him. He thinks he's immune. I'm the first black president. No white politician would impeach me. That is his thought process. He thinks he's totally immune. He has a get out of jail card. There's no way the Congress would be foolish enough to impeach him. He believes it. And many people believe that, including the leadership of the Republican Party. Now, what are they not counting on? What are they missing here? And that's what I emphasized earlier, followership versus leadership. If the American people and public opinion radically changes and starts demanding impeachment, what happens? Then suddenly congressmen and senators that legitimately were against impeachment suddenly change their tune, suddenly are for impeachment. Now, right now, I'm not for impeachment, because you need to understand impeachment is a political action. It's driven by politics. And that's why I say, until the American people, in terms of public opinion, are demanding impeachment, it would be foolish of Congress to get out ahead. And they won't. Right now, amongst the leadership and the majority of Republicans in the House and Senate, they don't want to fall into that trap. And they won't fall into the trap. I've already heard the suggestion, is there's a way to handle this? Why get upset? Once Obama's out of office, and assuming a Republican is president, one of the first actions of the new president would be to repeal any executive actions or directives, policy directives, that President Obama issued. Sounds reasonable, sounds attractive, but it's missing the point, a very fundamental point. The American people don't want a tyrant. They don't want the rule of men. They want the rule of law. And this president has flagrantly violated the rule of law. Why this will probably, this issue of illegal immigration or illegal aliens granted legal status to work and live in the United States will be most likely the final straw. Most articles of impeachment usually have several counts. Impeachment is an indictment. Doesn't mean you're guilty yet. But there's a lot of grounds for impeachment. Legitimate grounds, solid grounds. But the point is, you have to lay the foundation. And you have to convince the American people that he should be impeached. I have no doubt that he should be impeached. But I agree that you don't go forward with that unless you think you can get a conviction, and the trial is in the Senate, and you need two-thirds vote. You need 66 votes. Let's assume for a minute the Senate, the Republicans control either 54 or 55 seats. I was hoping they would have 56, but let's assume for a minute it's 54 or 55. Doesn't make that much difference. What that tells you, or should tell you, is you're going to need Democratic senators to vote for the conviction of a Democratic president. How likely is that? Right now, I would say slim and none. They're not going to do it. A few might, but most won't. In other words, you can't get a conviction. I would say at best you could probably get 56, 58. But that's short. You're 10 to 12 short. Now, how can that change? It can change if you change public opinion. And you do that by laying the foundation or the grounds and presenting the evidence for impeaching him. And your leading count should be what he's doing in terms of illegal immigration. He's violating the law. He's violating his own oath of office to enforce the laws of the land by deporting illegal aliens. That's all. He's already doing that, folks. This giving the cards and providing legal status is really to try to force the hand of the Republican Party to go after him and impeach him. It's already been called an impeachment trap. He's trying to trap the Republicans into doing this and trying to say that's what the Republicans want to do, and trying to raise money off of it as well as get the vote out. It didn't work because the Republicans didn't bite, and I think that was a wise thing to do. You don't want to get ahead of yourself, and the politicians know this. They're followers. They're not leaders. They're not going to vote for impeachment, and they're certainly not going to vote for conviction, especially if they're a Democrat, unless American public opinion demands it. By demanded, I'm talking about 75-80%. You know, if you poll Democrats or Republicans, you would get that kind of number. And I think that is doable because it cuts across political parties as well as your political philosophy, and that is jobs. And I get back to that key point. What was the number one issue in this election? It was jobs and the economy. The American people have had it up to here with both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party ignoring the will of the American people, namely by not vigorously enforcing immigration law, not only at the borders, but also in the interior of the United States. And they're not doing it. You can look at the numbers. They're not doing it. Yeah, if they catch you at the border, you're going back. But if you make it to Dallas or Houston or Chicago or New York, illegal aliens know this. There's no way they're going to prosecute you and send you back. You're home free. You've made it. Now it's up to you to get a job. Unfortunately, when you're talking 30 to 50 million, and it didn't happen overnight, folks. It happened over 15, 20 years or more. That's why the unemployment numbers are so high and been persistently high. There is absolutely no reason, if you had really good economic policies, for the unemployment rate to really be much above 3%. In other words, you know, I can remember there was a time in this country, if you wanted a job, you could find it. It wasn't difficult. Yeah, you had to make a little effort, but it wasn't hard. Not anymore. It's difficult today. There's a lot of competition, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of experience that can't find jobs, mainly because of the economic policies of both Democrats and Republicans. And there's a lot that needs to be done, such as tax reform. That could be a subject and will be a subject of a future show. There's a lot of things that can be done to increase the employment opportunities and lower the unemployment rate. But we need to deal with immigration, both legal and illegal. And it is a hot potato. In other words, neither senators or representatives would truly want to touch this, because they know if they go the wrong way, it can catch up to them. And it has caught up to people. It happened last Tuesday. See, I've been waiting for the Republican Party or some party to make this a wedge issue, because it is an employment issue, it's a security issue, it is a crime issue, it is a rule of law issue. The problem is there was no real agenda for the Republican Party. They did not nationalize this election. That doesn't mean individual candidates didn't make immigration an issue. Many of them did, or didn't, or made jobs an issue, or Obamacare an issue. You better believe they made Obamacare an issue, because, again, the majority of American people want it repealed in its entirety. And they're not going to stand for half measures. They understand that the President of the United States can veto legislation. Good. What the Republicans should do is put bill after bill after bill on the President's desk, and if he veto it, fine. Then it's very clear. If you want to know who's stopping good economic policies, you have no further to look than the President of the United States. In other words, shift the blame where it belongs, on his desk. In other words, dare him to veto it over and over and over again, to the point the American people will want nothing to do with a Democrat as a representative or senator, because they're seeing for the first time that the real problem is President Obama. And he is the real problem, because the Obamacare Act was jammed down the throat of the American people by real sharp practices in Congress. The American people were not demanding this. Most of the American people, I would say 85 to 90%, were completely satisfied with their current health insurance. There's always going to be a small percentage that would like a better plan. I understand that. You're never going to get 100%. But the point was, most Americans were satisfied with the health insurance they had, the doctors they had, the hospitals they were going to. And what did the Democratic Party do under the leadership of Barack Obama? They forced Obamacare on the American people, and now they're getting a lot less for a lot more money with much higher deductibles, and it's impacting their job opportunities. And then the president adds insult to injury? He didn't learn that lesson. He says he's heard. He's not listening, and he's not learning. A dummy can hear you doesn't mean a dummy understands what you're saying. He doesn't want to listen, and he doesn't want to learn. He wants to get his way, and now the American people have told him, we've sent you a message, and if you can't understand it, we want you out. And out means impeached. So if you try to pull this nonsense in December, we're going after you. We're going after you, and we don't care if you're the first black president. If you think that's going to give you immunity, you're sadly mistaken. John Boehner's right. He's playing with fire, and he's going to start it. And as I say, make my day. See, right now he thinks, make my day, impeach me, and then the Democrats will clean up in 2016. What he's underestimating, as is the Republican establishment, you ultimately have to face the American people. And they will not let this stand. They will go after Republicans and Democrats that side or let President Obama get away with it. They will demand his impeachment, and they will demand his conviction. And I know that means Joe Biden will be president, assuming he is convicted and thrown out of office. Let President Obama's legacy be his arrogance. And believe me, this is arrogant. It's illegal, unconstitutional, and he needs to be put in his place. This is a dangerous precedent. It is pushing for a constitutional crisis. And I say, Mr. President, if that's what you're going to do, we'll make your day. As Dirty Harry says, the man doesn't know his limitations. And believe me, he does not know his limitations. Because if he did, he would back off. He was sent a message, and he can't accept it, that the American people have rejected his agenda, and they're no longer applauding. They don't trust him, they don't trust his party, and they have rejected him across the country, whether it's for governors, representatives, senators, as well as state legislatures. This was a rout. This was a wipeout. And don't give the lame excuse that voter turnout was low. It's always low in a midterm election. You see, what he won't admit, that his supporters didn't come out. The blacks didn't come out. The youth didn't come out. Women didn't come out. Why? They no longer trust him. They no longer trust him. They no longer trust their party because they're sick of being unemployed or underemployed or having to pay outrageous premiums for health insurance that they never wanted and were happy with what they had. Mr. President, you are the problem. Or as Ronald Reagan said, government is the problem. It's not the solution. Obama will never admit that. He does have what is described as a narcissistic personality disorder. He does have that. And that is a big problem when you have someone with that disorder being president of the United States. He cannot face reality. He cannot. This message that the American people sent Tuesday, for the first time, I won't say the first time, but this emphasizes that his image of himself is not what, it's not reality. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a liar. And he's been caught out by it, by the American people, and he's been rejected. In other words, the spoiled brat is now getting a lesson. Yes, Mr. President, I hope and pray that the American people do this, because then you're going to get an education, a legal education, a constitutional education, and you're going to be impeached, and you're going to be convicted, and you're going to be thrown out of office, and you deserve it. Not just for what you're threatening to do in December, but for many other things that you've done. High crimes and misdemeanors. With that, let me close the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.